This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the country has now become a pioneer of technological transformation instead of being just a consumer of technology. The Prime Minister said this after inaugurating the Emerging Science and Technology Innovation Conclave 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. The Prime Minister said the government is focusing on ease of doing research to build modern ecosystem of innovation in the country. He highlighted that the world's most successful digital public infrastructure has been created in the country.
कोविड के दौरान हमने दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा वैक्सीनेशन प्रोग्राम चलाया. इतने मेहमत स्केल पर पॉलिसीज और प्रोग्राम्स को सक्सेसफुली इम्प्लीमेंट करना ये पॉसिबल हुआ क्योंकि आज दुनिया का सबसे पहला और सबसे सफल डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर अगर किसी के पास है तो उस देश का नाम है हिंदुस्तान.
The Prime Minister also launched the 1 lakh crore rupees worth of Research, Development and Innovation Scheme Fund to give a major boost to research and development ecosystem in the country. President Draupadi Murmu addressed a special session of the Uttarakhand State Assembly in Dehradun today, extending her congratulations to all residents and legislators of the state on completion of 25 years of statehood. The president commended Uttarakhand's remarkable achievements over the past 25 years. The president appreciated the efforts made towards women's empowerment. She said that women such as Sushila Baluni, Bachendri Pal and Vandana Kataria have brought great pride to Uttarakhand. 19 people have been killed in a road accident when a truck rammed into an RTC bus at the Mirjaguda Khanapur Road near Chevella in Rangareddy district of Telangana this morning. The incident occurred around 8 a.m. on the Vikarabad-Hyderabad stretch. Cyberabad Police Commissioner Avinash Mohanty said the injured are being treated in different hospitals. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief at the loss of lives due to the tragic road accident. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. In Bihar, campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections is in full swing before coming to an end tomorrow evening. Star campaigners and senior leaders from both major alliances, the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, are holding multiple public meetings and rallies across various poll-bound assembly constituencies. In this phase, polling will be held on Thursday in 121 constituencies across 18 districts. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a rally in Darbhanga, while LJP President and Union Minister Chirag Paswan held a press conference in Patna. US President Donald Trump has said that Pakistan is among the countries that have been actively testing nuclear weapons. Speaking to a TV channel yesterday, Mr. Trump claimed that Russia, China, North Korea and Pakistan are conducting nuclear tests.
We're going to test nuclear weapons like other countries do. Yeah, Russia's testing and China's testing them too. You just don't know about it. We have to talk about it. No, we're going to test because they test. Certainly, North Korea's been testing. Pakistan's been testing. They test way underground where people don't know exactly what's happening with the test. You feel a little bit of a vibration. They test and we don't test. We have to test. And Russia did make a little bit of a threat the other day when they said they were going to do certain forms of a different level of testing.
Congratulatory messages are pouring in for the Indian women's cricket team on winning their maiden World Cup. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Team India on their remarkable victory. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his address during Emerging Science and Technology Innovation Conclave in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister said entire country is happy with this achievement of the Indian women's cricket team.
Pura Bharat apni cricket team ki safalta se bahut khush hai. Ye Bharat ka pehla Women's World Cup hai. Main hamari women cricket team ko bahut bahut badhai deta hu. Hame aap par garv hai. आपकी ये सफलता देश के करोड़ों नौजवानों को प्रेरित करेगी.
And with that, we end this news bulletin.